Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Goldin. Here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshas Balak, entitled Seeing Beyond Ourselves. Parshas Balak is one of the most perplexing parshiot in the Torah, with much study and discussion needed to understand even the simple storyline of the Parsha. But perhaps the most fundamental question of all is, why is this Parsha in the Torah to begin with? I once heard a fascinating observation from my father regarding Parshas Balak. It is the only Parsha in the Torah that takes place outside of the presence of Am Yisrael. From the moment that God speaks to Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha until Moshe's death at the end of Sefer Devarim, the entire Torah revolves around the Jewish nation and is written from their perspective. We learn about the Avot and their families, the creation of the Jewish nation, its journeys through the desert to Eretz Yisrael. Each Parsha takes place from the viewpoint of Bnei Yisrael and discusses events that actively involve them. And yet, Parshas Balak is different. Although Bnei Yisrael are indirectly involved in the story, as the target of Bilam and Balak's wrath, they are not active participants. These events take place totally outside of the nation's purview. In fact, had the Torah not told us about this story, Am Yisrael might never have known that the conversations between Bilam and Balak took place at all. So why is this story included in the Torah? Why must we be told about a plan that was hatched by one of our enemies, especially if the plan was ultimately unsuccessful? One possible answer could be that there are important messages embedded within the story, both from the specifics of the narrative to some of the overarching mysteries that emerge from the Parsha, the existence of a non-Jewish prophet, the talking donkey, Bilam's curses turning into blessings, the meaning of the blessings themselves. Each of these aspects of the story could be expanded upon greatly, revealing many important lessons for us to learn. However, perhaps we can suggest an alternative explanation, one that emerges not from the content of the Parsha, but specifically from the Parsha's viewpoint. Perhaps the issue that initially troubled us is exactly the lesson that Hashem wants us to learn. The world does not simply exist from the point of view of Am Yisrael. It exists from the viewpoint of many other nations and people as well. And while the Torah itself is, first and foremost, a guidebook for Am Yisrael, as well as a recounting of our nation's history, which is why it is almost exclusively written from the viewpoint of Am Yisrael, God specifically shifted the viewpoint for one Parsha in order to teach us to be able to see beyond ourselves and our perspectives. As individuals with our own set of personality traits, needs, desires, and feelings, we experience the world around us from our own unique standpoint. We bring much of who we are and the sum total of our lifetime experiences to each new day and interact with the world accordingly. No two people have the same set of life experiences paired with the same innate character traits, and therefore inevitably no two people can experience the world in exactly the same way. On the one hand, this is part of the beauty of a society. As each of us has something truly unique that we bring to the world, we have the potential to change the world for the better, bringing our unique viewpoint to bear on the society and the world around us. At the same time, this reality can also cause tension and friction. It is truly hard for a person to understand another person's viewpoint and perspective, and therefore, we often get stuck in the way that we see the world. We have a hard time stepping out of ourselves and appreciating the perspective of someone else. And especially when a disagreement arises, we tend to lock into our opinion and viewpoint, failing to appreciate that others may view things differently. This is particularly true in the world we live in today. The I generation places a premium on each person's right to be in touch with themselves and express their own individuality. In addition, the advent of the internet and social media has greatly furthered a polarization in our society. People are finding it harder and harder to simply listen to each other's viewpoints, let alone understand and respect them. On a Jewish communal and national level, this challenge is real as well. Thousands of years of exile and persecution have caused us to focus inward as we have fought for our survival both physically and spiritually. It has also meant that as a community, we tend to view the world around us through the needs of the Jews and have fought vigorously for those needs. And yet, while our own needs and perspectives, both individually and community, should always be our top priority, perhaps the message of this week's Parsha is that we must also leave space to recognize the viewpoints of others. We may not always agree with those viewpoints or positions, but being able to recognize the perspective of others and realizing that they may see the world differently than we do is an important challenge to meet. God created a world with millions of individuals, each with their own unique vantage point, and it is important for us to be able to, at times, move beyond our own personal and communal needs to realize this. The famous developmental psychologist Jean Piaget outlined four stages of cognitive development that children ideally go through as they grow up. During the pre-operational stage, from ages 2 to 7, children are wholly egocentric. They are only aware of their own needs and desires, unable to recognize and appreciate the needs of those around them. They are unable to see beyond themselves in any meaningful way. Yet, as they grow older and transition into the formal operational and concrete operational stages, children begin to realize that not everyone thinks and experiences the world as they do, and they develop an ability to see things from the perspective of others. And yet, if we don't actively cultivate this ability within our children, it can be easily lost. They can become consumed with their selfish wants and desires, further pushed by encouragement from an outside world, and lose this ability to respect and appreciate the viewpoint of others. We must raise our kids with a firm understanding of our beliefs and perspectives, yet also teach them to recognize that others will experience and view things differently. We should enable them to see beyond themselves, to realize that the world is quite vast, with numerous viewpoints and perspectives. The message conveyed should be loud and clear. We certainly don't have to agree with everyone on everything, but we should at least be able to recognize their different viewpoints. Parshas Balak is the only parsha in the Torah that does not take place within the view of Am Yisrael. Perhaps God does this to teach us an important lesson, that both individually and communally we must realize that others see the world differently than we do, and therefore may have a different perspective on issues of importance to us. We must work on our ability to appreciate the perspective of others, even as we stand firmly behind our own views. And of course, we must raise our children to achieve this balance as well. Thank you all for listening and wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.